I drove to a conference in Chicago this week. 7 hours of uninterrupted alone time in my car. It was ample time to navel gaze, to review my relationships, to ponder family problems and work-related issues, and fret over my December to-do list. At some point, I turned on the radio and I happened upon a Christian station, a music station, not one of the preachy ones. They were singing about stuff like hope and joy and redemption. It was also positive and uplifting. I nearly turned it off. It didn't seem to have anything to do with my worries, my troubles. But by out-singing the examination and re-examination of my wounds and woes, it had everything to do with those things. And so comes Advent. When the end of the world seems near, or when our small corner of it seems to be coming apart, we might be inclined to hunker down and just wait for the big kaboom. But when bad things begin to happen, Jesus instructs us to stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Bold, brazen, exhilarating hope. We Christians insist that goodness is stronger than evil, that love is stronger than hate, that life is stronger than death. We proclaim that redemption is at hand and always at hand, that Jesus brings all things to a good end. If that sounds too good to be true, well, that's the point. Advent is a clarion call to rouse our tired faith, to ramp up our puny, half-hearted hope. Every time we come to this sanctuary, to this Eucharist, we rehearse that faith, that hope. No matter what things look like, no matter what is happening, no matter our struggle, there's hope here. It's not just wishful thinking, but claiming the power of God's promise. And yes, claiming that promise even when, and especially when, our suffering seems insurmountable, far greater than any of my first world problems. What we need more than a fix is, in Richard Rohr's beautiful phrase, quote, that collapse into mercy, capital M, mercy, which alone will finally help us, that collapse into mercy, which alone will finally help us. So here's a good Advent practice. Stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand.